When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my God, it's back. The hiatus lasted for 4 months. And oh my God, Lord Sungha, I'm not ready for this new season. But I also can't wait to get to know what happens with them next. Before we get started, I just want to remind our viewers that if you like seeing more Yaoi content and would like to support this channel, please don't forget to smash that like button. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. Feel free to message me in my social media at @sealedforjoshi, which I'll be using to interact with viewers about more Yaoi content. If that's something that interests you, feel free to follow me at @sealedforjoshi. Finally, this episode will contain explicit content and a lot of manhwa spoilers. With that in mind, please proceed with caution. You have been warned. Now, without further ado, let's jump into Chapter 77 of Painter of the Night. What the bleep? Just wanna talk to his dad, the Elder Master Yun. I ask for an audience! How the hell can you roll up a child? That dad deserves death. This chapter is one way to start off season 3 because this chapter is pretty intense. It's Sungha's childhood, people. This is the reason that Sungha is effed up. That child laying down on the rain is our Lord Sungha. Turns out Mr. Kim is on his redemption road, huh? I don't know, but my gut is telling me Mr. Kim might end up with a little bit of a tragedy in the future in order to redeem himself to Sungha and protect Sungha and Nayeom. I hope nothing bad happens, but him being this involved and showing his backstory, Byeondeok wouldn't include it unless he or she plans to do something with Mr. Kim. And this also answers the question of no wonder Mr. Kim was so unsure of what to do with Nayeom. He didn't stand by Sungha's side when Sungha was a child. So what has Sungha done to Nayeom is awful, but it's no wonder that Sungha turned out the way that he is because of his childhood. And Mr. Kim is trying to redeem himself with his past mistakes, you know? Especially since Mr. Kim saw how he was treated like as a child. But man, even though all of those painful backstories about Sungha, at the end of the chapter, we get a treat of the sweetness between Sungha and Nayeom. And I just can't even. The last panel was so sweet that I melted. I can't wait to see more. Excited to see more in the upcoming chapters. Thank you, Byeondeok, for bringing us such a wonderful start of season 3. But reminder to the rest of you, this season will be pretty dark. This was already hinted by Byeondeok since the finale of season 2. I think, but don't quote me on this, the next 3 chapters, this was supposed to be part of the finale of season 2. But it was moved because Byeondeok wanted us to have a happy ending for the finale of season 2. So this dark intro is supposed to be the finale of season 2, but she wanted to give us a nice ending, so we get the darkness at the start of season 3, which I absolutely like. This is a good way to start off this season. I like the happy or sweet ending of season 2. So I don't really care if this one is starting off on a little bit of a dark note. I wasn't really that surprised that Sungha probably was forced to a Kaesang house by his father through some conversion therapy, probably forced by his father to forcefully be converted to straight, but also beating him up it's just brutal. Elder Yoon really is a very brutal man. So this is just the start of season 3, guys. So put your seatbelts, everyone. We are in for one hell of a roller coaster of a ride. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please don't forget to follow my social media to be teased about some of the boys' love that I'm interested in. Feel free to leave me a message and converse with me in my Discord channel. I'd love to hear back from you. And please consider supporting the show by donating as little as 99 cents through www.sealedfujoshi.xyz. Also, don't forget to support the author. All the manhwa details can be found in the description below. Again, thank you so much and hope to see you next time.